Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Chip Sharon's picture that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Now let me welcome Ollie to the chat room. Hey, Ollie, welcome. Bassist, composer, and producer Chip Sharon returns to talk about his new CD, How I Live, executive produced by the Lakers coach Byron Scott, featuring comedian Sinbad, and his upcoming Avengers tour with bassist Ethan Farmer, who is also joining us today. So, Chip, welcome back, and Ethan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have you. Yeah, happy to have you. Now, Chip claims to be best friends with the Lakers coach Byron Scott, so hopefully Byron will be calling in pretty soon so I can confirm that. Anyway, we look forward to talking
about it. I want to confirm it, too. I'm with you. Let's just say I want a confirmation, too, and I want him to pay the money back that he owes me from several bets.
There you go.
So, yeah, only a good friend pays their debts back. Deadbeat don't pay back, Byron Scott, if you're out there listening.
Yes, I definitely need to confirm this with Mr. Scott. Looking forward to him calling in. All right. So now, Ethan, this is your first time on Talking Smooth Jazz. Again, welcome. Let's start with how did you come to be friends with Mr. Chip here?
It was very unfortunate.
I kind of felt that.
I'm still going through the pain of it, you know. Pray for me out there in radio satellite. I met Chip years ago. I think it was when I first moved out to L.A. It was during the first time I moved out to L.A., wasn't it, Chip?
It was L.A. It's been about 14 years, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
He drove by me in his Rolls Royce, Terry, and he threw a dollar bill at me and said, here, lowly
bass player. What about your new outfit?
Outfit. Chip out there perpetrating everything. Okay. All righty. Well, I'm glad that you two are collaborating on this new tour called The Avengers, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute here. But, Chip, all right, let's start with How I Live. We talked to you a couple of years ago about this, and it was just still a dream in your head, I guess, but now it's ready to be released, a full CD. Let's talk about it. Tell us about it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is about music for people like me and Ethan who, you know, we're like, let's just say we're professional musicians. We work. And you have to keep a body of work going in order to support your bills. I mean, let's just be real about that. But the great thing about it is if you are deeming yourself a professional musician, being professional is everything, and that means you got to work. You have to generate a body of work, and you have to market yourself. You have to do those things, and that only takes up time. And then, you know, Ethan produces, I produce as well, and you end up putting everybody's dream ahead of yours musically in order to help them accomplish goals and finish projects. And before you know it, you look back, it's like, wow, it's 2 months later. I still haven't done anything that I was supposed to do. So, you know, I ended up putting myself on the front burner for about 6 months and said, nah, it's a great year. I feel good about this year. So let's do that. And that's what we did. Ethan's had to go through the same thing to get his project finished. And it will continue for me and him going forward regardless. That's just the way this industry is, at least for the guys who know they need to buckle down and work.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. Mike just called in. Mike, hey, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Mike,
how
are you?
How you doing, Chip Harkin? How are you doing?
Good, good. Ethan Farmer is on as well. We're waiting for Byron Scott to call in because I still don't believe that him and Chip are friends, but anyway.
We all in the same boat. I think it's something going on here.
Yeah.
Three of us, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Right, right. All right. So now this CD, executive produced by Lakers coach Byron Scott, it also features Sinbad on a song called Stretching that I listened to. And that has a really Parliament feel to it.
Oh, it is straight up. Rendition of a Bootsy Collins tune, Stretching.
Yeah.
It actually was a Sinbad idea that we had kind of come up with together. I've been his music director for a while, and Ethan can tell you too, when you're working with comedians, I mean, they have this weird sense of whatever we want to do, we're just going to do. You know, they don't go by anybody's clock or time or sense of direction, which is a wonderful way to be. They never try to fit into anything. They're just always mentally creating. So this tune basically came out of that. So the intro you can hear is Sinbad talking. And it just goes through that. It's got a lot of great performances in it with Norman Brown. Sinbad's on guitar. Warren Hill on sax on this. I think Vincent Gala, did he play sax? He may have been in the horn section doing this. I mean, you know, it, Marion is on it. A killer vocalist, Johanna Boberg, is featured on it doing this. But a lot of us just acting the fool. And there's a video that's going to be done that's actually in the works right now that ties all of these people in doing just craziness. It's all about fun. So like a comedian would want to do, entertainment values everything, and that's what we put forward in that song.
I first saw Sinbad a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and he had us dying. It was such a great show. And mm-hmm. How did you guys meet?
Well, I tell you, God, that's another long story. I would think that was probably 2003. I was doing a show in Anaheim. Sinbad was the host, and he asked me for bass lessons. So I said, oh, God, here we go again. So, you know, Sinbad, has ADD. He really does. He cannot, he's got to always be doing something. That's just him. So I'd go out to the house, do the bass lesson thing. You know, you never know. He would, you know, it's like he'll learn two notes, tell seven jokes, and then before you know it, he wants to learn harmonica. So So we just became, you know, really good friends. We've always stayed in touch about things. We always had a love for music, if you remember, especially Sinbad. If you remember all of the Sinbad soul festivals he had on HBO. You know, mm-hmm. and to be real honest, I think the nation kind of owes Sinbad a little debt of gratitude for actually making it popular to have these old school festivals that are up right now, basically because of Sinbad's earlier hustle through HBO. You know, so I don't know if we can even call it old school. I think you just call it best school at times for the sake of the memories that are kind of involved listening to certain songs. So you know, Sinbad's pretty much synonymous with that. So being that he's a music freak. He loves everything about live performed music that's honest. It's hard not to be friends with a person like that. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know he played an instrument until I saw him then a couple of years ago. He played the guitar, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He plays what we call a mean E minor 9. That's he has two or three chords, but he can kill a E minor 9. Ethan, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
Big Red, yeah, he called himself Big Red. He was so funny. It was a great show. A great
Absolutely.
Show. Enjoyed him so much. So now, when are you expecting How I Live to be released?
Well, the album, like I said, will be the second week of October. That'll come out. Of course, with the InnerVision record label, the label that I'm on, decided what they wanted to do, which is kind of like the new trend. I can't even say it's a new trend. This is a standard trend of releasing a single first because you actually want to use it as a marketing tool to build interest toward the product. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a car dealership or anything else. You put commercials out. You get people ready for it. They do the talk show market, all of these things, and then the product comes out. So you have to build that momentum and that interest. So, How I Live is done, Truth Be Told is done very well on the charts right now because of Terry, you, Mike, you guys, we really do appreciate it. And that's the thing. Ethan's releasing a single that's going to be coming out pretty soon, and we're going to do the same thing with his. So all of this is under, you know, putting the Avengers in your face so far. You're just like, okay, I'll dance. I give. I promise. I'll move.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Hi. Is this Byron?
This is Byron.
Hi, Byron. This is Terry with Talking Smooth Jazz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terry. How are you?
Good. Meet my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, how's it going, Byron?
How are you doing? Pretty good.
How are you doing?
And we also have Chip and Ethan on the phone.
Right. Hey, Byron. How are you, man?
Thanks for coming.
You can pay me my money at any particular time.
Wait
no,
a minute
it's the other
now.
Way around. It's the other way around.
Okay, so Byron, Ethan and I want to know, because Chip claims that you guys have been best friends for years. So Ethan and I want confirmation from you on that. How long have you known Chip?
Too long, but no, it's been a while. We've been great friends for a long time, and you know, have a whole lot in common, obviously, and you know, with basketball and music, and just having a good time doing this album. And Chip has done a fantastic job of putting out something that's going to be special.
Okay, so everyone, this is Byron Scott. He is the coach of the Lakers basketball team. So we're honored to have you on the show. Thank you for calling in. Now, you are
now,
the
Terry,
executive. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is. I just wanted to, you know, just because I know Byron, I know he's like hustling in between a couple of meetings right now because, you know, the Lakers season, we have to win this year. You know that. So, you know, I want to make sure we don't tie up his time for making sure that Kobe is healthy and ready to play.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, now, how did you become involved with this CD, How I Live? How did you become the executive producer?
Well, Chip and I had talked about this for a while. You know, he had thought that, you know, playing with all these great guys that he plays with, you know, he just thought it was time for him to come out with something on his own. You know, he's a, you know, Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the best bass players that's probably ever lived. And, you know, I think we started getting the idea when Wayman Tisdale passed away, a good friend of both of ours, that element was missing. So we just thought it was the perfect time for him to come out with something on his own. And, you know, he started laying down some facts. I started listening to him, and I thought you know, Truth Be Told was a great title for this one. And, you know, I think that first single that came out is fantastic. So, you know, people haven't really heard nothing yet. You know, that's just one of many on this album that's going to, you know, fly off the chart.
Now, I wanted to ask now, is this your first time going into the music business as a producer?
Yes, it is.
And Chip, now I want to ask you, did you feel comfortable knowing that was Byron's first time? Or how did you feel about Byron, you know, being this was his first time, you know, instead of using a more veteran guy, you know, you went with, a basketball coach.
Well, you know, you have to understand, you know, well, you know, the title of executive producer is more broad than just music. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, one thing that Byron does for the Lakers, he's done for every team he's been with, is he's shown leadership. And leadership toward a team or a project or anything is mandatory. That's one of the things that most artists or music in the arts don't have, is some ability of leadership to move through things, to move a project along, to actually hit goals. So you want goal-oriented people. The mistake musicians make is they tie it to people who can't even make their own goals. Okay? So that's the key here.
Okay. Now, Byron, Chip says that there's going to be a basketball challenge between you and Ethan, a two-on-one.
Yeah, and I'm going to let you know, that's why he got on the phone sounding sad, because he's dreading this moment. He's very much dreading this moment, and it's going to happen soon. So that's why, right. I say, Byron, you don't have to sound sad. It's going to be okay. We're going to take it easy on you, you know.
I'm wondering, you know, if you guys are so good, why does it have to be two-on-one? If you're so good, let's just go one-on-one.
Well, because Tip needs help, too.
Wait.
I love Chip. I love Chip. Chip needs help, too. Chip, you know, he got the height, and he got the curly hair, which is going to get all in his juice and stuff, go get all in his eyes and stuff while he's trying to shoot. So I'm just going to say, yo, Chip, pass me a ball. I got you. Then, you know, I take it from there, Byron. It's all good.
First of all, that's a perm in Chip's hair, y'all.
What happened to Hot Top Fade back, you know, from the Forum days?
Hey, that was the style back in those days. So I, you know, I go with the style, man. Just like the ball.
Yeah. So what's the style now? What's the style now? What's the style now?
Ball head. Whatever I'm wearing is the style. It's a ball head right now.
You know, Carrie, Mike, you know, Ethan, you guys got to remember that me and Byron have identical birthdays, same day, year, month, the whole nine. But except I was born first, and Lord knows I look better.
My goodness.
You know, we are having this game, Byron, when I come out first week, we're gonna do some little video clip. I would suggest you tape up your ankles because we're going to break them. Ethan said his slam dunk ability is scary. But look, we can play, you know, one-on-one, 3-point, first to three, but it's going to be two losses for you.
I don't know all about that. But, you know, whatever you guys want to do, we can do. I ain't got no problem with it.
I think, Byron, you're going to have to pull somebody off the Lakers team to play with you. So it'll be an even.
Not really. It'll be even.
You're not worried, huh?
Not one bit.
All right.
Go crazy.
Now, Byron, do you also play an instrument, or are you just, you know, just an avid fan and just got into the business to be a consultant like that? Chip?
No, just an average fan who loves music, been loving music for a long time, listened to a ton of music, just in pretty much everything. You know, but R&B is my love, and jazz, smooth jazz is my love. So this to me was a natural fit, and you know, so far it's been great with Chip and I, and you know, we're looking to take this a lot further than where we are right now.
Okay.
And absolutely. So, are you, Byron, considering working with other artists in the future?
Not really. That's one thing I really haven't thought about. You know, it's just this guy right here. You know, because we got a special relationship. And you know, for me, when I'm working with people, it has to be people that I love, that I trust, that I can rely on, and that I know they want the same things that I want in life as far as a goal setting. So with Chip, this is, like I said, a natural fit for me because I know how hungry he is about making this album, you know, go gold and platinum. So I'm on that same wavelength with him, so we're going to make it happen.
All right. Well, cool. That's good. That is so cool. Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach. I'll genuflect in front of you.
Put the check in the mail and just bring it with you.
Yes, sir. It's normal, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Oh, that is so cool.
Guys,
well, Byron,
I don't mean to run, but I gotta get out of here. But yeah,
thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
No problem, Chip. I'll talk to you later.
You got it, B. Thank you, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. All right. That was Byron Scott, the head coach for the Lakers. All right. Okay, so, Chip, I'll give it to you. You know him. You guys have been friends. You know him for a little bit, so I'll give it to you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. We still going to beat his role behind in basketball. Right, Ethan?
Oh, man. I ain't never been so happy to win.
I know it.
Well, I have to say, Chip, I know that you're hip-hop royalty, so I know that you I had faith that you knew Byron, okay, because you know everybody, okay, because not only in the smooth jazz R&B, but, like, in the hip-hop world as well, so everybody definitely knows who Chip Heron is, so that's not
Mike,
that.
I'm just glad
so
I know
I
you.
I had no doubt.
I'm just glad I know you and Terry.
All right, well, let's listen to some of the music here on the new CD, How I Live. I'm going to start with Stretching. Again, this is the song that Sinbad is on. And give us a little history behind this one, Chip.
Well, you know, this is Sinbad doing the intro as it comes in. This is about fun. This is what this tune was built to do. When I first heard this tune, I was pretty young. He definitely was one of my favorite bass players, Bootsy Collins, William Bootsy Collins. I'm sure Ethan can speak volumes as well for the feel that this guy had and the emotion that he brings in his playing. And this kind of stuff just sticks with you. It never goes away. And we've listened, me and Ethan talk about this a lot for the sake of Avengers and what we call bringing it back to real music. Well, this was as real as it got. This was instrumentation. It was a big band. It was the show. You didn't want to blink. You know what I mean? This wasn't about rapping. It wasn't about turntables and twerking and all the gimmicks necessary in order to get you to watch a show. It was just guys on a stage, all of them to play. They entertained like crazy, and they understood at the end of the day it really was about the value you gave to the listener.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, the old Funkadelic covers, the Bootsy Collins covers, the Ohio Players covers. You got the album, you sat on your couch and you stared at the cover and read everything about it because you had to look at something while you were listening to this. So what I wanted to do is take people back to that. I wanted them to be able to kind of get a 3D feeling and want to actually stop and let their mind run back to where they were when.
Okay. All right. This is Stretching.
Yo, Chip. Chip, what's up, man? This is Sinbad. What you know about the funk, boy? Holla.
Hallelujah! They call me Captain, not the friendly ghost, but the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to make you shout. Glory be to the one who knows what the funk's about. Hit it, one.
From Chip's new CD, How I Live, and that is featuring
like
Sinbad
that.
On that. Isn't that nice?
That's old school funk right there, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Ollie from the chat room says that's more funk than the Lakers locker room after a playoff game.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, now that Byron's off the call, I can actually say that that's been a long time since the Lakers been to the playoffs, but we're not going to go there right now. So.
We got to fix that, Mike.
That's funny. All right. Thank you for that, Ollie. And let me welcome Joe from Germany in the chat room. Hey, Joe. And there's also a guest just arrived. Welcome, everyone. We are talking to Chip Sheeran. His new CD is called How I Live. Ethan Farmer is also on the phone with us. He is a bassist, and they have an upcoming tour called The Avengers. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Chip's picture. And you can give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Joe also says, Nasty Funk sounds like the continuation of Wayman Tisdale's funk record. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, very much.
Now,
all right.
Now, you guys named this, call yourselves the Avengers. Now, I was just thinking, you know, because I'm a comic book guy. Mm-hmm. You guys don't happen to read comics, do you?
Well, you know, I grew up where comics were the coolest thing in the world, man. Comics and bubblegum. For some reason, even to this day, Mike, I can still remember going to buy Captain America comics and getting a bag of bubblegum and reading the thing and chewing the bubblegum until my jaws hurt. You know what I mean? So I still associate comics with bubblegum.
That's funny.
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So now Ethan Farmer is also a bassist, and he has a CD out called Wine and Strings, and I'm going to play the single Watch from that. But tell us about your CD, Ethan.
It's like another continuation.
I'm
the baby version of Chip.
Oh my God, that's just not right.
You call me the baby version of him. And it's the same thing. You got guys that you've grown up and listened to, and the stamp that they put in the music world, it has no way but to affect you in your musical career, and that's what it did. I've been listening to funk and R&B and just that real music and jazz, that the improvising of it is just, that's the true thing of a musician. Mm-hmm. And that's what instilled in me. And so when I did my album, I didn't want to do nothing but what was instilled in me. I didn't want to try and be like nobody else. I wanted to take all the mixture of everything that influenced me and is in my heart, and this is what I came out with.
Okay.
Watch.
All right. This is Watch from Ethan Farmer's CD, Wine and Strings.
Mm-hmm.
right, there you go. From Ethan Farmer's Wine and Strings, that was Watch. You can find that on his website, ethan-farmer.com. Now, why Wine and Strings, Ethan? Are you a wine connoisseur?
I'm not a wine connoisseur, but I was a wine head when I did this album.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, boy. That's my boy.
I thought it was a proper way to name it. This is the true me, and that's what it is. There wasn't nothing in the studio but me, some wine, and my guitar strings on that bass. And that's why I just said, hey, I'm going to get the people the real. This is what it is.
Okay, I hear you.
you know, Terry, me and Ethan often, we pick sometimes on the name of certain tours, and I just have to interject this. Mike, you get a kick out of this, but the name of these tours that are coming out now really getting, it's like you have guitar and sax, and you have sax and harmonica, and you soon it's going to be guitar and bourbon. So, like some of these two and others, like, oh, you guys just ran out of things to call yourselves. But, you know, so that's why it by the wine is that thing was so clever when he told us, like, that's got to be one of the best names of a CD I ever heard.
Wine and Strings. Yes.
Yeah.
Wine and Strings. Now, the Avengers tour is just you and Ethan?
Me and Ethan are the front men for this thing. We front each other. We play behind each other when needed. We play together when needed. And we have a keyboard player, but a drummer. You know what we're actually trying to do with this is build the Avengers into a brand which encompasses, you know, a couple of different musicians. Ethan's got some guys in mind that are just absolutely killer. So we're kind of holding a tiny bit of surprise back for the first show, which is November 1st. But yeah, the Avengers for the most part, it's kind of like, you know that's the brand name of it, and it's just featuring Ethan and myself.
Okay, so now I liked your post on Facebook where you said you were going to D.C. to save Capitol Hill.
Ethan, we're gonna save it, right?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna clean up the economy. Well, I'll be right there at Blues Alley.
Okay. Cool. So when are you guys coming to Blues Alley?
That's November 3rd.
Is that that's a weekday or toward the weekend?
That's a Monday because the funk was too heavy for the weekend, and Capitol Hill needs us to be there when they really needs us. The work week starts Monday. We wanted to be there so we can get into the Senate, get into the Congress. We're going to go visit the White House, and we're going to invite them down to Blues Alley and have a fight. That's what's going to happen, and we're going to fix it.
I know
that's right.
So cool.
That's cool. Well, I definitely hope to meet you guys. I know sometimes my schedule kind of runs so well, but I definitely, you know, cause I'm in the D.C. area as well, so I would definitely love to meet you guys and, you know, come out and check you guys out.
Oh, you got to do that, man. Yeah, the show is ridiculous. It's absolutely a phenomenal show, and we're just excited about, you know, all of the great things that we're able to do with it because, you know, we don't have any breaks. It's just like, hey, whatever we want to do, that's what we're going to do. So we're excited about it. We really are.
Okay.
Now I had a question for Ethan. Ethan, now you grew up in the church and you were a part of a gospel singing family. So when did you transition over to, you know, R&B, funk, and
it was around 16, 17 years old in my high school years. That's when I finally transitioned. And once I got outside the church and started hanging around, you know, people who was amongst the world outside of the church house. You know, everybody played instruments in my family, but they was really strict on me upon me listening to other kind of music. So once I got into high school, you know, playing basketball, that's why I'm so good at basketball now. I played in high school, but that would help open me up to, you know, being around other people that was listening to different kind of music. And so once I started liking it, and then I started playing outside the churches at other different churches because my grandmother and grandfather's pastor's a missionary. So I played in the church in the quartet group all day, all night long. So when I realized it was other stuff, once I realized it was other music out there, it just, you know, broadened my horizons, and I just wanted to get into it and be a part of it because I was so fascinated by music by that point.
See, I love the confidence that you got because I don't know if anybody caught that, but you was like, that's why I'm so good at basketball. You threw that in there, too. You just, that's why I'm so good at basketball. So I love that confidence. So I think definitely you will be beating Burning in that game because you got that confidence going into that game.
Oh, yeah, I got the confidence in the basketball. I got the confidence in Avengers. I got the confidence in Chip. You know that he's going to continue to grow that curly hair because, you know.
Oh, Lord, here we go back to the curl. I'm going to get a mohawk just so I can match you, baby boy.
That is
Father Funk, I'm giving you a compliment, Father Funk. Sometimes you're going to hold on to it. We're going to pray every day before we go on stage that Chip keeps his curly hair a couple more years.
Speaking of mohawks, now, Ethan, I'm on your website, and I see here that your hair is a totally different color, and you do have a mohawk in the video that I saw.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and blonde hair.
Yeah, and blonde hair. I'm fascinated. I'm a very fascinating guy.
Okay.
Yes, he really is.
Because, you know, they say blondes have more fun, right?
Yeah, but you know, what they also say about blondes. But you know, I'm sure that's not you, so I'm not gonna go.
Well, that's why it's only part blonde. That's why it's not a full hair full of blind. It's only part of blind. You know, you gotta have all aspects of life. You gotta have it all. You gotta experience all of it, and that's
okay.
What I'm doing.
All right. Now, Ethan, are you working on new music?
Yes, actually, my second album is going to be coming out later on this year, and the single is going to be released in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool. All right, I'm going to get into another song from Chip's CD, How I Live. And then, Chip, after this song, I want to talk to you about your floral guitar.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell us about Truth Be Told.
Oh, Truth Be Told is a tune I did with Marion Meadows. It's been a little while ago since I've done this tune, to be quite honest. And it's one that, to be honest, it just keeps being pushed at my attention. It's like, man, Chip, this is perfect for this particular time. It does some great things. If you hear it, the instrumentation is a little different for this, smooth type music, I guess, being that there's a B3 organ that's pretty prominent through the song. Marion, at parts in the song, is playing tenor sax, which is different for him since he's basically a renowned soprano saxophonist, and that's part of his branding. Matter of fact, is the soprano. And it's just, it's just a fun tune. We had a good idea for what we wanted to do with it. I wrote this tune. I had this melody floating around in my head, and I grabbed Marion out of a dressing room or something. I said, check this out. So we got up the next morning. I don't know where we were in Minnesota. I said, dude, let's go work on this thing. So this was something we did on the fly. Gerard Gibbs, who's a crazy renowned B3 player, who's playing with famous saxophonist James Carter, and also has his own CDs. He's playing B3 on this, and Jabari Kersey's on drums, of course, Marion on sax, me on bass. Fun tune, great tune. I think you'll love it. And it's done great to radio. Thank you, radio, for letting it do that and continue. Terry, Mike, appreciate it.
All right, Truth Be Told.
Not even the same. God. Terry. Thank you.
Okay, my apologies to you for that. That is not Truth Be Told, and we are working out trying to get that loaded up for you now. So I'm gonna work on that. In the meantime, Chip.
Well, yeah, in the meantime, you told the truth about that. That there wasn't the truth about that.
Thank you, sir. Yes, yes. See, Terry, that's what I'm talking
yes.
about. That's my partner in crime right there.
I see. All right, so while I work on getting that loaded up, and Chip, I wanted to ask you about the floral guitar that I really like it. But I wanted to know, is it custom-made, or did you walk into an instrument store, guitar store, and saw that, and that was, you know, your first choice?
Yeah, that instrument, it only one is in existence. It actually was a piece of artwork that a guy by the name of Gerald Molo in Germany had an idea of how he could take a piece of artwork and adhere it to a piece of ash, to a piece of wood, and then clear coat over it. So everything that you see in it actually is a real hand-painted picture. So it's an extremely rare instrument. I barely even play the thing much anymore. It photographs like crazy, and I like playing it occasionally, you know what I mean? But it's not my workhorse thing, but it is one gorgeous piece of work, and it just shows you just how creative people can be, doing all kind of different things, just not music. So
definitely
seek for that.
And I have to butt in a little bit on there for the radio man and satellite man. You know, what you're going to understand about the Avengers, one half is really fancy, you know, and Hollywood and got all the finer things, what they say in life. And one of them is the real humble guy, got a, you know, simple haircut, little, you know, drastic here and that again. But for the most part, he's humble and a sweetheart. But the other one is fancy. You got to watch him. He has a lot of fancy things, and he demands a lot of fancy things that he gets. So just
fancy.
Keep that in hand when you see the Avengers.
Fancy.
One of them is really fancy. Call him Fancy Pants, and the other one is the nice, humble guy.
Mike, I'm fancy, man. Fancy Mike.
So he get Hollywood on you sometimes, Ethan?
Yeah. Well, I try not to use that word, you know, Hollywood. You know, because Father Funk would get me. He punished me when Father Funk do that. You know, you can't play your bass for a couple of days, Ethan. I'm like, Father Funk, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I promise. You know, so I say I won't use a Hollywood, you know, word, but I will say Fancy Pants.
You know, let me just say this to that. Thank you, Ethan, for those wonderful words. Terry, Mike, now just to tell you a little bit about my partner, my close brother, Ethan Farmer is probably, in my opinion, one of the best bass players I've ever heard. Now, this is just the truth, all right?
Okay.
This is
okay.
Truth be told, Ethan Farmer is a beast. Now, if you look and span over the pop world for the last 10 years, there's one face that continues to show up on stages, and that's Mr. Ethan Farmer. So you'll see him right now behind Lionel Richie, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake. I mean, I've seen this guy behind everybody. Now, I've also seen pictures of him behind Ulysses Grant. I saw him behind, Ray Rice in an elevator. I saw him behind Jay-Z in an elevator. I mean, you will see this guy literally everywhere. I mean, everywhere. So I had to have him because wherever there's a camera, there's Ethan Farmer.
Are you traveling through time, Ethan, or something? What's going on?
He's not even here.
Well, you know this.
That's
I got
funny.
This hairdo for a reason. I got this hairdo for a reason. I got it for
wow.
a reason.
Mm-mm.
You know,
Ulysses Grant.
I can do a lot of.
Ethan, how does Lionel Richie put up with you, never knowing if you're ever going to be there, being that you're not really here in the first place? How do you do that?
Prayer changes things.
Okay, well, I just had to make sure. So, yeah, he's a prayerful man, Lionel Richie. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I say we pray. That's why we pray for your hair all the time, because prayer changes things. So prayer do work. You see how it all comes hand in hand? That's how it all works out. You know, it just so happens to work that way.
Well, now we know. Now we know.
Now, Ethan, not only are you playing with Lionel Richie, but you also toured with New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That had to be interesting. How did you get those gigs?
And the 12 Apostles. He was with them.
Well, they wanted a humble guy on a bass that was not fancy pants, you know, somebody just coming settling in the background and be real cool, you know. And, you know, the guys like to play sports. I'm, like I said before, a fantastic basketball player. How can you go wrong with somebody like me?
I see. There's that confidence, Mike. There's that confidence.
Yes.
I also read that you made an appearance on the Oprah show.
Yes, yes. And that
now,
was
were you
fun. Because I'm from Chicago, too, so it was good to go back there because I was actually living in L.A., you know, at the time when I appeared on there. And it's just crazy. You leave your hometown to go back to one of the biggest things that comes from Chicago. So that was a real honor and privilege to be amongst that.
Were you playing in a band or were you doing a solo?
Yeah, I was on there a couple of times with a couple of different artists.
Okay.
On there. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And just a love and a sweetheart. You know, she's such a sweetheart, and she just welcomed me because she was from Chicago. So it was great. And then privileged to go back again. And now we're going to take the revenge of, she don't have a show no more, but maybe we'll go on one of her TV networks and make a guest appearance on there or something, you know.
Yes.
Or maybe,
okay.
Maybe my partner could come out with like a hair product for me and another hair product that we could get. You know,
yeah,
I'm
working on one.
Going.
I have one right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
I have
get
one.
An infomercial
I'm working
on
it.
Our channels. You're going to always see the Avengers somewhere, hair products or anywhere around that.
Avengers hair products.
Hair products. That's
see,
right.
There you go. I'm telling you, my life now. Let me tell you, it's something else. We understand. Now, you know, I will work on the hair stuff. We're going through the airport the other day, and sure enough, Ethan runs up to me and says, you know what, man, see that dude over there? And I looked over, and it was Tyson Beckford. He says, ain't he ugly compared to me? I said, so we went up and told him. And even Tyson Beckford said, you're right, Mr. Palmer. You are far, far, far better looking than me. And I should never have modeled in your presence ever, sir. And
wow.
Bowed down to Mr. Ethan Farmer, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that was one of my, and that was my humble day.
That's funny. Oh, no, that's too crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That is hilarious. You two are going to be together or just unreal. Unreal. I'm going to love these people on stage. Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, now, Chip, I have to apologize to you because the truth, the single, the truth is not loading up. It's here on my board. I can see it processing, but it's not loading.
You know what? The song is being played. Go download my song, people, and you hear it for yourself. Carrie wants you. She did this on for a reason, to make you go get my song. I understand that, Terry. I appreciate it, Mike.
That's right.
Number love. I get it.
That's right.
I would have done the same thing.
If they want to hear it, they have to buy the CD, How I Live. That's right.
Get it. It's all over. You need it. It will show you the importance of truth in your life. There you go.
All right.
Like they say, the funk will set you free.
That's right. Come on with it. And prayer changes things.
That's right.
Okay, so outside of D.C., where else are the Avengers playing?
After that, we're in Philadelphia, the 14th and 15th, at a place called Warm Daddy's. Killer place. I think Ethan's got something the weekend in between that. I think he's with you with Craig that weekend, Craig Robinson? Or are you with Lionel that weekend before the 14th, 15th?
I don't know. I'm going to have to call your assistant, Father Funk, and they're going to give
sure
it to
you
me.
Yeah, make sure you do that. Call my assistant and let my assistant know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bennett, we both hold down the bottom end for comedians. It's kind of funny. Me and Sinbad and him and Craig Robinson, it's kind of funny how our careers have been kind of like going parallel, and it just continues to. But Warm Daddy's 14th to 15th. We got a couple of dates that are pending after. We're just trying to pick which one is the best. That's what it's getting down to because the demand is kind of crazy. You know, it's kind of funny. I think people are like, you know what, I think I've been, you know, soft-pedaled enough. I've heard, I'm sorry, sax players, but Lord God, man, we've been saxed out our brains.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. Yes,
so people,
yes.
I think people want to be returned to the real music. Now you understand that's what me and Ethan came up with the name Mike the Avengers because we're going to save it. We're saving it. We're saving the groove.
I like that.
We're saving the song. We're taking you back. We're going to take it back.
That all the time. We kind of saxed out too, so we definitely need some more funk in our lives. Definitely.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. You need to go back to the real world. That's what Ethan
that's
always
right.
says.
Yeah, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Now, will Sinbad be joining you at some point to play with you?
Believe me, there will be shows. I've already talked to Sinbad about us doing shows with him. He is excited about that because, like I said, it gives him an opportunity to play guitar. Now, Craig plays keyboards. All right, I don't know if you guys knew that. Outside of the great job he did on the James Brown movie. But, he plays keyboards as well. So there's another musician who just loves children.
Right.
So, we're excited about doing
that. It's going to be great surprise.
And he actually played keyboards in that commercial he's in. I didn't think he played. I thought it was just for the commercial, but I saw him on a car commercial or something. He's playing keys or something
He really
I didn't
plays.
Know that.
So there's going to be a lot of special surprises that comes out because a lot of people want to be involved with Avengers and they appreciate the real music that's going on. So it's going to be a lot of great surprises, man. That's what's going to make it special about our show, because we're not going to let all the cat out the bag. You just got to see that, because each show is going to be different, but that's going to
be the
beauty of it. Every show you see is going to be something beautiful to keep people wanting to keep coming back and get them something to look forward to.
Right, right. Okay. All right, I want to read a review from Paul Pressey from the Laker organization. He says about How I Live, the groove starts from the bottom up. See what you get with twice the bottom. Wow. And that is from the Laker organization. So,
I'm
convinced, Chip, that you know some people in the Laker organization. I'm convinced.
You know, I just know, Terry, I know you and Mike. That's all that matters to me. That's all.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And so let everyone know, Chip and Ethan, where they can find you on the web. Chip, go first.
ChipSharonMusic.com. You can find me. Of course, you can Facebook me at Chip Sharon. You can Braille me. There's Morse code, smoke screen. you can just stomp your foot on the floor. I'll find it. I'll treat it like a downbeat star playing.
All right. Ethan?
Find me at Ethan-Farmer.com.
ethan-farmer, like Farmer Annandale, .com. You get my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that is up there. Model pictures, anything that you need is on the web.
He said model pictures. All right now. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Chip, congratulations to you on this new CD. And
thank you.
Yeah, definitely, Mike. Thanks. If you ever get a chance, you know, if you get a chance to go see them, the Avengers, you know, try to go see them. I wish I could see them as well. But thank you, guys.
You'll
be
missing
so
out, and
fun.
If y'all don't make it, y'all go miss out. I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna have to hear about it from your friends and stuff, and you're gonna regret it. I'm telling you.
You want
to
see it. You want to see it. Also, hey, keep an eye out. In a couple of weeks now, Ethan Farmer's single is going to be hitting. I want you guys to look for it. All right?
Yes, definitely. And we'll keep in touch with you, Ethan, when the new CD is released.
Yes.
All right. World, well, gentlemen,
be ready for the Avengers. Be ready for the Avengers, world. We're coming for
Avengers, baby.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a lot of fun. Thank Byron for us, please. Again,
I will do that for sure.
All right, thank you. All right.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
All right, check out Chip's new CD, How I Live. It's available. It'll be available sometime, in October, if you said, so look out for that. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you go. And welcome. Thank you, Ollie, in the chat room, and Joe from Germany. Thank you for hanging out with us. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at jazz_queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.